So, it's Christmas, and we all know that at Christmas, the greatest gift that was ever given to the world was when God gave Jesus to the world. And we celebrate that today. And one of the ways to celebrate that is be in church. Another way of celebrating that is giving each other presents. So, I wonder if there is anyone here, big or small, old or young, who would like to come and share with us what present they got. Yeah, come forward, come forward. Just bring the presents forward and tell me about it. Wow. Or blind me with it. Okay, so what have you... But do come forward. I hope there are a few kind of bigger people as well. Do you not do this normally? Okay. I thought I had been briefed that this is what normally happens. So, we have here a what? I am not so much into... A toy. And what is it?
It's R2-D2 from Star Wars.
It's from Star Wars. Ah. Does it do anything? Yes? No. Okay, so it's a cuddly toy, yes? Fantastic. And do you have more presents to open later? Or have you all opened all of them? Oh, great. Wow. So you just carry on celebrating the whole day, yes? And oh, look at this. Well, many... Oh. What does it do? Look, this is a little puppy. She's going to show us what it does. Are you going to show? What does it do? Well, just see if I did not break it. Oh, how cute is that? This is a puppy that's slightly different than my puppy. You can actually make it do things and make it stop doing things. I'm trying to do that with my puppy at home, but it doesn't quite work yet. Oh, Rosemary.
Right. If anybody's in guiding, this is a tray. It says, keep calm and carry on guiding.
Oh, fantastic.
Very useful tray.
Very useful, yes.
Yes.
Very nice. Innocent socks. Well, for a very innocent person.
And then this morning, Catherine's made
a hedgehog. Oh, and a little hedgehog called
Spike.
She
made him.
She made him. Oh, wow, that's amazing.
And I've had a new shirt.
And a new shirt, wow. And a new scarf. Well, a whole new person. Anyone else? Is there anyone else who would like to share? Oh, look at this. Come and have a look. What is this? Oh, this is chocolate. Yeah? And you haven't even eaten it yet. Well, I'll tell you what. If you think I'm going on a little bit too long, just start eating it. Yeah? Beautiful. Do you still have more presents to unwrap? Hi. Beautiful. Wow. Oh, it makes sounds as well. It is very, very bright as well, isn't it? Would you like it back? I did not yet have time to unwrap presents because I'm working first today, as you know. Oh, but you know, the good thing is my best Christmas present already arrived on Monday. And he really does not like me doing this, but it has to be done. My son, Kevin, arrived back from New Zealand on Monday. And, well, especially in this church this year, hey, as, you know, the time I have been here, I do know what a fantastic blessing that is to have your son back healthy and well. And so I thank God for him. And, you know, really, who needs any other presents? He will probably think now, well, thanks, Mom. Shouldn't have spent money on you, but yes. Oh! Should I unwrap that now?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank you all very much. Thank you, Beryl. And what did you get for Christmas? What did you get for Christmas? Oh, you have... Okay, well, I hope... Are there any other presents that people who want to share what presents they have? A little bit intimidated, eh? Sorry? Ah, okay, well, next year you will have to unwrap a few before you come here, hey? Is that because it's earlier this year that you didn't get the chance to?
We will listen to our Bible readings now. And I think, yes.
The reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 2 and 6 to 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They lived in a land of shadows, but now light is shining on them. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. His royal power will continue to grow. His kingdom will always be at peace. He will rule as King David's successor, basing his power on right and justice from now until the end of time. The Lord Almighty is determined to do all this.
John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. The Word of Life. Before the world was created, the Word already existed. He was with God, and he was the same as God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. Through him, God made all things. Not one thing in all creation was made without him. The Word was the source of life, and this life brought light to mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. God sent his messenger, a man named John, who came to tell the people about the light, so that all should hear the message and believe. He himself was not the light. He came to tell about the light. This was the real light, the light that comes into the world and shines on all mankind. The Word was in the world. And though God made the world through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own country, but his own people did not receive him. Some, however, did receive him and believed in him. So he gave them the right to become God's children. They did not become God's children by natural means, that is, by being born as the children of a human father. God himself was their father. The Word became a human being, and, full of grace and truth, lived among us. We saw his glory, the glory which he received as the Father's only Son. John spoke about him. He cried out, "This is the one I was talking about when I said, 'He comes after me, but he is greater than I am, because he existed before I was born.' Out of the fullness of his grace, he has blessed us all, giving us one blessing after another. God gave the law through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only Son, who is the same as God and is at the Father's side, he has made him known." Thanks be to God.
Christmas is a miracle. It is the event of God becoming man, of becoming a human child, making human noises, feeling human feelings. It is Emmanuel, God with us. And from early on, people have tried to understand and describe that kind of miracle, to understand and describe who Jesus was. And of course, the first ones who tried to do so were the gospel writers. So we have Mark and Luke and Matthew, who give us different accounts. Marcus seems the most simple one. He says the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Matthew and Luke give us what we call the infant stories, where the baby Jesus is born. And we find out a little bit about what his early life may have been. What they did was rooting Jesus firmly in the Hebrew culture, in his Jewish background. From the family of David he came, the one the prophets had been pointing to already. There is a richness in the structure of their stories. But John is wrestling more with the theological idea. Who was Jesus? And of course, we all know that when we try to talk about God, human language always falls short. And we know how difficult it is to even put into words sometimes what we think, what we sense, the feelings that we have. And how often have you experienced that you think something, you say it, and it isn't anywhere near how it sounded in your head? Our words often do come out wrong, and they start leading their own life. But it is a little bit different with God. When God speaks, his word does what it was sent out for. It accomplishes what God wants it to. God spoke and the world came into being. All the life processes that would evolve throughout the centuries, all the life processes that are still evolving today, began when God spoke the word. And it was good. We read that in the account of the creation. It was good. And John says that is who Jesus is. That word of God that is spoken and things happen. That word of God that is spoken and things come into existence. That is who Jesus is. It was that very word that became flesh. It is something that seems completely impossible to us, even when we know how our words can begin to lead their own life. It seems a miracle that is beyond possibility. But consider this. God, who spoke a word and the world began. God, who spoke light, and there was light. That God can speak, Emmanuel, and his word becomes flesh. It is absolutely possible for that God to whisper, Jesus, and a baby is formed in a virgin's womb and born in a poor stable. Why does it matter to think about who Jesus is? Well, just as there must have been an almighty big bang when God spoke the universe into existence, all those life forms that would at some point become distinctive and recognizable, so too there may well have been a big bang of an entirely different kind when his word became flesh in Jesus. Perhaps it wasn't so much a big bang. Perhaps it was a breaking. Perhaps it was a breaking away of the word of God, of the Son from the Father for a season. The breaking of God's heart when he gave Jesus to the world. Perhaps it was the breaking of straw in a manger when his earthly father Joseph laid the baby Jesus there. The breaking of light into darkness. The breaking down of walls when Jesus includes those who are outcasts and sets people free from the prisons we create for ourselves. the breaking that would happen years later on a cross, where Jesus' body was broken. The breaking down of the power of sin and fear as Jesus Christ breaks open and breaks forth from the grave again. When life breaks in over death. That breaking continues even today. Of human wills as they recognize Jesus to be the Son of God and give their heart and their life to him. A breaking of human standards as God's love breaks into love, into lives. A breaking down of measures as from the fullness of God's grace we receive blessing upon blessing, grace upon grace. For those who recognize Jesus as the one from God, he has given the right to become children of God, to be set free, to break with all the things that imprison us. May it be so in your lives this Christmas. Amen.